This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. What's your Christmas tradition, your favorite Christmas tradition? It's your opportunity to suggest one for the Hannon family. You can add one for us, as a matter of fact. What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Probably dreaming right now of one Christmas tradition, that is pulling a Cloverdale teardrop ham out of the oven as you smile from ear to ear and take in the aroma of that piece of work, huh? No kidding. There you go. Well, that and packages of 1 pound Cloverdale bacon are all on sale at all Hugo's locations today. My friends from Cloverdale wanted me to tell you that. We're also brought to you by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. You can learn more about them at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. I know these guys, a lot of the guys on the board. They really do good work. They spend a lot of time at the legislature. They go to all kinds of meetings in every town and every county all throughout Northwest North Dakota all year long, working tirelessly to make sure that there's a seat at the table for landowners whenever anything is being discussed. And I think that's a noble mission. I really do. And they're all about dialogue. They're not about confrontation. They're not about, you know, they're just about, you know, making sure there's discussion. And when it comes to resource development and property rights of the individuals, there's a balance there. And it'd be a conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. So really appreciate what they do. Find out more about them at nwlandowners.com. They bring you a Thursday edition of this hour of What's on Your Mind. So I have been blessed to do a lot of radio programs in a lot of different locations. If I start naming some of my favorites, I'll get in trouble, but I can't help but think of the historic K-Fire tractor trek in which I did the entire program from 1944 John Deere LA. Okay? That's one. Another is in the middle of Enoch Thorsgaard's feedlot up in Northwood, North Dakota. Not only because of the innovation and wonderful things that he had done on that feedlot at the time, I think a 5,500 cattle-calf operation, I mean, a big operation, but it was just getting to have a conversation for our audience with this man I'd known for a number of years about all of his life lessons at the time, 98 years of age. So a lot of fun things. This is the first show I've done from my in-laws' house. I'm at the home of Jerry and Agnes Hammerlick. In about a stone's throw from Ralph Engelstad Arena, as a matter of fact. If I had the arm I once had, I could probably, wring one off the roof. But it's not far away here. And that is a Christmas tradition for Marie and I and our kids, Alex, Hannah, and Haley. We come up to Grand Forks. Of course, a lot of years stayed in Grand Forks because 18 years I lived in this fine city. But now come up to Grand Forks and take in Christmas Eve and got here. I got here yesterday. Maria got here the day before. So this is fun getting all set up and geared up for Christmas and having a lot of fun. And we have a nice meal and kind of chat a lot. There's some caroling. I don't sing a lot. I'm not much of a, you know, you have to go and move your lips in my case. So you're, you know, at least participating, but there's some fine singing that happens as well. And of course the gift opening and everything else. But why is it there's tears in the eyes when they're singing? I think it's because it brings you back to Christmases when you were little and gathering around the piano. And so that's a fun one. That certainly is. But I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that the bread that I now smell being baked isn't kind of fun, too. So food is usually a part of those Christmas traditions and that certain Christmas meal and everything else. So you're all family. You know, here by having the radio right where you have it, whether that's 550 K-Fire or KLTC in Dickinson at 1460 or up there in the oil patch, 1090 KTGO. which is physically located in Tioga, but obviously listeners and customers really in every corner of northwest North Dakota, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, Ray, all the way down Highway 2, all the way to Minot, you know, and we appreciate you very much. And, of course, AM 1100, the flag, which we call the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, standing for faith, family, and freedom, and covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. So wherever you've got those radios tuned in right now on this program, thank you. Your family. And we appreciate you. So today, Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind, love to hear your Christmas traditions. Is there anything I need to add? Which one can we take on? One that just, no matter what, you do it. You always do it. Or it could be a newer one, I guess. It's okay. You got to do the staples, but every once in a while you can add a new one in. That's kind of cool. As I say, don't be shy. Your family, I want to hear them. You can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to share at 800-228-0550. 0550. That's 800-228-0550. You want to dial all those numbers, and you're in and around Bismarck Mandan, 258-0550. You cannot text Todd today, because Todd the Radio God Mitchell is off for the Christmas Eve holiday. Headed down to the Twin Cities for a little Christmas time with his folks. So no texting Todd today. You just got to call. You got to call and chat. In fact, everybody's gone. Just Manny and I. Manny, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, Manny.
You too, Scott.
Any big plans for you?
Well, actually, my family's is actually a more of a Christmas Eve family. So Christmas Day tomorrow, we're just going to be kind of relaxing and might have a little dinner and everything. But the gift opening and all that stuff is going to be tonight.
In our family, it was always a lot of festivities Christmas Eve, but Christmas was reserved for Santa. And that took approximately, 17 seconds to rip the presents open as early as possible on Christmas Day, and then the rest of it was kind of a veg day, Now we're kind of mellow on Christmas Day, I hear you. My mom is in a memory care unit in Fargo, actually, Bethany Retirement Living. They do a very nice job there, taking good care of her and the other residents there. But she remembers less and less and less of, I remember, even in the last couple of years, well, she has, I'm getting dementia. She has vascular dementia, they call it. And so it presents like Alzheimer's, but it's not Alzheimer's. But, you forget things. And, even last, this has been coming on since 2009 and getting progressively worse. She would, hey, what did you get Maria for me? Who are we going to get? Always wanting to talk about what gifts. And she hasn't been doing much of that this year. So this is probably the last Christmas that we'll have with her actually recognizing what's going on. But I'm going to spend a good chunk of tomorrow with her and have a good time on Christmas as well. But it's fun to just do those little traditions, and so we'll veg a little like you on Christmas Day. Tomorrow's Mom's Day on Christmas Day, so we'll be doing that as well. What's your favorite food, Manny? Have you got a favorite Christmas meal?
It's interesting because my 31 years on this earth, I've never actually cooked on Christmas Day, but my mom would always cook. She's never really had like a traditional Christmas meal. It's always something different every year. And I always kind of like that because you always kind of, in those days leading up to it, you kind of wonder,
what's it going to be?
Yeah. What's it going to be this year? So
that's cool. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, but, she's made, she's roasted a turkey. She's made ham. She's done all kinds of things. So over the years. So it's always kind of a variety every year.
The sweets are my deal, right? I mean, I love it when the turkey comes out or the roast beef or whatever your, prime rib, whatever you're doing.
But, yeah.
For the, especially the ham, is obviously big at Christmas. I'm just a sucker for the sweets. I can't, you know, the caramels and the...
The cookies and everything.
Sunbuckles and yes, exactly. Yeah, every kind of sweet there is. We do a little thing here on Christmas Eve with mashed potatoes, meatballs, Swedish meatballs, mashed potatoes in like a little, oh, it's almost like a martini glass, you know, a big tall glass. And kind of a fun little glass, so that's kind of cool. Everybody kind of just, on Christmas Eve, it's like a buffet. You just grab something. No sit-down meal. You just grab a little something.
Just pick a few things and have
that. Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. So tell us your Christmas traditions, your favorite meals. Love to hear from you today on Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Guests on the program, bottom of this hour, J.P. Martin will be here from the National Weather Service. We'll get you updated on any weather-related issues for the holidays. Brian Ewan will be here. He's a lieutenant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Some good holiday driving tips. I know a lot of you will be headed out. Senator John Hoeven will be here a little later on in the program. We're going to talk about that new omnibus spending bill and catch up with him as well. So all that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell us what's on your mind. Christmas Eve edition. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sue's did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sue's can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twin Stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sue uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sue, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tapping Christmas music for you. Our Christmas present for you today on this Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. Scott Hannon. Live and waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Before our guests roll in here, love to hear from you. Brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. The folks established to help maintain that balance in resource development and property rights. the conduit between private property owners and industry in both directions. The united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. That's what I love about them. They're just about wanting to make sure their kids and grandkids have the same opportunities they had to make a living off the land. That's very simple and very understandable and straightforward. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, go to North Dakota. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, be a member of the Northwest Landowners and go to nwlandowners.com. Get some information on the membership there. You will appreciate it. Very necessary. Reading a story in the Grand Forks Herald today about a service that Calvary Lutheran Church puts on called Quiet Christmas. And they put it on yesterday as a way to offer people who are struggling an opportunity to, I guess, have a quiet, more reflective service. Difficult time. It's funny, you know, Christmas is a joyful time, right? I mean, it also can be stressful where, you know, you have strains in particular families over things going on or whatever. I mean, they're talking in the story about someone that's lost a loved one. You know, had that loved one all along and it's your first Christmas without, that's going to be a tough Christmas. No doubt about it. So that's a neat idea. I don't know if you've heard of anything else like that other places. I'm sure there are, but if you are, it's something worth talking about or maybe directing somebody to if you know somebody that's having a tough time. But it was a good idea, and I just never heard of anything like it, but it makes a lot of sense. They also quote the chaplain at Altru, which is the big health system in Grand Forks, as saying we all have these expectations that Christmas is going to be good, and if we just had a good Christmas, everything would be better. But if we can embrace our troubles and our joys, we can cope pretty well. Now, that's darn tough to do, what the chaplain is talking about there. Embracing our troubles and our joys, we can cope pretty well. He's saying if you find a way to do that, and I believe him, he's right, and I've honestly done my version of that over time, get a little better at it the closer I get to triple digits, right? Because I don't know what it means to you, but when somebody says embrace your troubles, you're like, what? You're saying all the bad stuff, you want me to embrace that? I'm going to embrace that. Well, if you take something that bad that happens and say, all right, this is not good, this is not fun, I don't like this, this causes me pain, whatever, but there's something in this that is going to make me stronger and better. I mean, think of the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Think of how you felt at the time it happened. And then think about, I mean, how do you think about it now? As you look back 5, 10, 15 years, at the time you thought the world was coming to an end. You look at it now, you said, actually, that made me decide to do this. And, you know, so that's what I think he means by embracing struggles. And it's good advice. Good idea. Like that. Let's go to Brant in Bismarck. Got a Christmas tradition to share. Hey, Brant, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Scott. We try to do things a little traditional. We open our stockings on Christmas Eve, and then the kids get up early in the morning and basically wake us up ready to open their presents under the tree.
I love it. And they're fired up probably, huh?
Yes, they are. But they can't wait.
How old are your kids?
I have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and two 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, rather. Yeah, two 7-year-olds are twins.
I miss those times. I really do. Those are so fun because the joy of Christmas through the eyes of a child is, I mean, there's nothing like it on the planet. They just love it, don't they?
Yeah, I agree. It is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is great. Where do you live? Bismarck, you said, Brant?
Yeah, Bismarck. Brent, B-R-E-N-T, I don't know. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I had B-R-A, but I got it now, Brent. No problem. And have you always lived in Bismarck?
No, we moved Bismarck. Mark, a little over 4 years ago from Alabama. We're Southerners, but we love it up here.
Great. What brought you to North Dakota?
The job I was working down there, they need somebody to move up here, and we moved with them, moved up here for them. And a couple years into it, they pulled out and wanted to move us back, but we said, no, we absolutely love it. I mean, Bismarck is a wonderful town, and North Dakota is a wonderful state. I mean, it's just awesome, and you and Todd and K-Fire, I really enjoy it.
Well, we enjoy you. We're glad you're out there and appreciate that very much. And you're right about Bismarck. I've told folks Bismarck reminds me of Fargo about 10 years ago. You know, just is kind of ready for that, you know, stratospheric-like growth. You know, it's phenomenal what's going on there. I mean, in North Dakota, yeah. General, North Dakota, every town you go to is growing and, you know, booming. I chatted with the superintendent of public schools in Grand Forks yesterday. They had 15 years of decline, 14 or 15 years of enrollment growth going down. In the last five, boom, you know, it's back up. And, that, you know, so
wow.
that's despite losing a lot of missions at the Grand Forks Air Force Base and obviously some challenges left over from the big flood. So every corner is growing, and that's pretty fun. It really is.
Yeah, I just hope it stays. I hope good people stay. I really enjoy the good people in this state, so I hope that doesn't change.
You and me both. Brent, nice hearing from you. Merry Christmas, and good luck watching the kids rip up on those presents on Christmas Day. Nothing better.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And when you call us, you can press 1 and leave a message, or press 2 and chat with us live on the air on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But we'd love to hear your favorite Christmas family traditions. What is it? I've already fessed up. Mine is caroling, but really it's the food. I have to just tell you, I have to, you know, you get the real deal from me. I'm not giving you any spin, folks. It's a no-spin zone. No doubt about that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And I'll tell you what, all that Christmas cash you get, if you didn't get one of the best pillows on the planet, I'd order one up because it is the best of the best. And you still have time through the end of the year to buy four pillows and get all four for the price of one. Two classic MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Buy now for Christmas, and they extend their money-back guarantee through March 1st. You know, those are good deals, but listen, the bottom line is the right pillow will mean the world to your health, and it has to me. I mean, I get a solid night's sleep. I'm not tossing and turning. And my deal is if I wake up, I'm up. So that's why it's so important. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for your calls. 800-228-0550. J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service coming up as well.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And PetroServe USA is your Bison tailgating playoff headquarters. Come on in and stock up on all the goodies, including $10 fill on propane tanks to keep you nice and warm and cook up all the goodies. Also register to win that loaded Bison tailgating trailer and, of course, two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA given away every week. December specials include the Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Charbroil Deluxe, $2.19, Pizza Corner Pizza, two for $11, Kellogg's Cookies, 79 cents, Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, two for $4, Wiley Wallaby, 10-ounce packs of licorice, Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Thins, Chocolate Chips, Chocolate Strawberry Bites, and Caramel Apple Bites, all two for $5. A great deal. And World Kitchen Jerky, just $9.99. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hard not to like the Christmas music as a Christmas tradition. Oh, that's another one to add to the list. I had a good opportunity to catch up with some dear friends yesterday afternoon, I guess. And I have a Facebook post up about it. But that was kind of a fun little Christmas tradition we've done for a lot of years. Jeff Bowen, who's a good friend of mine, played on the 1987 National Championship hockey team at the University of North Dakota. The Fighting Sioux, when they were the Fighting Sioux, who was best man at my wedding, is a dear friend. He and his wife, Dawn, are good folks. He arranges every year a little gathering, you know, ahead of Christmas. For all the folks that are coming back. So yesterday afternoon we had, on the coach's side, Gino Gasparini, Dave Haxtell, of course, is coaching the Philadelphia Flyers now, and Brad Berry, all three of them. And there were a number of assistant coaches there, Dane Jackson, the current assistant coach, and I can't start naming everybody, but, I mean, Scott Koberinski and Grant Peronica. I should look at the list. It was a lot of fun. Paul Chadwick. He probably gets the senior award for players that have played the longest ago. But Tyler Palmacina was there. A lot of former Sioux. It was just a lot of fun. It was a good time. A little contest going on now on the Facebook page to name all of the connections to Sioux hockey you find there. So that will be great fun for you. It is the Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. What do you want to know about the weather? We've got a pro here to answer your questions about the weather. J.P. Martin, National Weather Service Warning Coordination Meteorologist, with us today on What's on Your Mind. How are you, J.P.?
Hey there, Scott. First of all, I'm wondering who this pro is you have on about the weather. It must be me.
I know better. I'm talking to him. Yeah.
It has been quite a long time since we got to speak, and it is great to be with you and your listeners on this Christmas Eve. A lot going on in the weather across the country. Some of it good, and a lot of it not so good. So.
Right. I mean, it's winter, so we expect some of this, but obviously Christmas is such a travel-intensive time. We worry about people to and from. So for folks, you know, generally here in the upper northern plains, in our region of North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, what do you worry about most?
You know, Scott, getting to grandma's today, not an issue across the northern plains. Cloudy, have some flurries. And by northern plains, I'm talking the whole area from, you know, Montana across the Dakotas into Minnesota up into southern Saskatchewan, southern Manitoba. You know, you run into some flurries as you're traveling today. And we still have a little bit of snow left on the roads from the storm earlier this week. But I don't see really any travel problems getting to where you're going today or tomorrow if you're leaving, not till tomorrow. But however, we need to keep an eye on a big system that I think will start to move in Christmas night, so Friday night, and then during the day Saturday. Right now, I would say the most likely place to get hit hard with snow will be from southeast Montana, across South Dakota, and on into Minnesota. And by hit hard, we're talking significant amount of snow, six inches, maybe as much as a foot in some parts of, again, South Dakota, and on into Minnesota.
Ouch. Yeah.
That'll be, again, the end of your Christmas, and into your Christmas weekend. So if your travel plans take you into northern Minnesota, northeast Montana, up into Canada, I really don't see any issue getting up there. I don't see any issues getting back. If your travel plan takes you, say, let's, for example, pick out Minneapolis or Sioux Falls or the Black Hills, and you plan on coming back, say, Saturday, you probably want to be prepared to stay an extra day or so.
So when does this end?
Looks like by Saturday night it'll be pulling out. And again, really looking like a significant amount of snow, 6 inches plus, again, across from the Black Hills, you know, area on into Minnesota. So we'll need to keep an eye on that one. You know, a little further north track kind of would bring some of that into North Dakota. Right now we're thinking Interstate 94 and south, you know, maybe an inch or two of snow at the most from this system. Again, a little further north track brings a little more snow into southern North Dakota, too.
J.P. Martin with the National Weather Service with us today. So am I wrong, or have we been really blessed this winter it's just so warm you can't even believe it. I mean, I know you always have these little warm spots or whatever, but we're on a pretty good stretch here, aren't we?
You know, Scott, let me tell you a little personal story. Yesterday I was in a store, and a person, you know, I like to listen to people, especially when they're talking about weather, right? And a gal was saying how, oh, I thought it was supposed to be warmer today, and you know, I'm standing there thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, my car showed 25. The normal high now is in the lower 20s. It's been kind of a mild season so far, and I'm not sure what much we have to complain about now. If you like the cold, if you have a new snowmobile or something like that, you know, maybe you're a little upset, you know, and want a little more cold and a little more snow. But we are running above normal on temperature, as expected, and we're running behind on snowfall. We've had about half the amount of snowfall we should have had to this point in the season.
Is it a lot better, or is it just a little bit better?
On temperature, yeah. I put it in the significant category above normal. You know, and our lowest temperatures so far this season, basically across the region, are single numbers below zero. That's about the coldest we've been. The further north you go, you know, get up into Canada, well, they've been in the teens below. But by now, this time of year, I mean, we should have had some teens and 20s below, at least a few mornings of that. We just haven't had that. And during the day, you know, we're warming up into the 20s, and people say, well, 20s, you know, that's cold. Well, not really. You know, again, the normal high this time of year is only 21, 22 degrees in that neighborhood. So we're doing pretty good.
All right, here's a question I have about forecasting in general. Everything, you know, that you see, I mean, I'll take two industries that are very important to North Dakota agriculture. I mean, talk to anybody in the ag world, and the amount of precision agriculture improvements that are happening through GPS and everything else are just phenomenal, right? The yields they're getting all through technology. Same thing in the oil industry. Even with this, you know, oil downturn right now, they've been able to focus more on innovation and get the cost down. And so there's just incredible improvements in doing what they do through technology. Is that same thing happening in weather forecasting?
It is, Scott, and listen. I think if you're a older person, you know, if you're in your 70s and 80s, you know, you're and you think back to weather forecasting when you were a kid. I think if you're fair, you'd have to say, "Holy cow, those folks have come a long way." Hey, listen, I'm always right up front about this. Do we miss it sometimes? Absolutely, guilty. You know, guilty as charged on missing it sometimes. But I think if you look fairly at it, you say, geez, they do a pretty darn good job. And especially, you know, when you look back to, say, 40, 50, 60 years ago, it's tremendous change. And that's the technology, you know, the computer processing and things like that, that used to take a whole long time to collect all the data and run computer models and see what the result is. Now that's just minutes, literally, on the computers we have today. And the other thing is, you know, the modeling that we do in computer models, the grid points. I mean, we're down to right now a 2 kilometer square grid over the face of the Earth that we are collecting data and forecasting for. And in the past, that just wasn't that way.
So
satellites also have come a long way. We've got satellites now, Scott. They're going to be releasing a newest one here soon. That, I mean, you could see on a satellite, you could see the shadow being cast on the ground from a thunderstorm. You know, you see these dark spots. When we started getting these pictures, we're looking like, what is the dark spot? And then, you know, you figure out, hey, that's the shadow from the thunderstorm being cast on the ground. Kind of like the old military tells you, hey, I can read your license plate right on your vehicle. We're kind of getting that way with weather, and it's a tremendous help to us to improve not only the weather forecast, but those warnings that we issue.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know, to speak of real quick, you know, the industries you're mentioning, oil rely very, very, we get a lot of calls from folks in the oil industry, safety folks, who are concerned in the summertime, you know, hey, you got these thunderstorms coming through. I got guys out, you know, working. Or in the wintertime here, we've got folks out, you know, and you've got forecasting, you know, bitter cold weather, things like that. So we've got a lot of the safety folks from the oil industry, people in charge of protecting those employees calling us. And ag, of course, listen, goes without saying, you know, as you said, boy, the farmer, rancher relying very heavily on an accurate weather forecast. It's there. It's a boom or bust for them based on what happens in the weather and the accuracy of the forecast as far as, you know, planning, as far as their planting and their harvesting and things like that.
And I imagine you have to, you know, with that new technology and with those advancements, you're pressed to say, okay, what's going to happen a year from now? Right?
Yeah.
give me the forecast for 2 years from now. I mean, does it allow you to look out better?
You know what helps us to look at that, Scott, is better understanding of things like what we have happening right now, El Nino. I know you've heard a lot about that. El Nino is going on. It's this warmer ocean water temperatures along the equator in the Pacific. And you say, what does that have to do with the weather in North Dakota? Listen, the ocean and atmosphere connection, it's there. I mean, they are not separate. They go hand in hand. What happens in the ocean impacts the atmosphere. And that is what this El Nino we have happening right now is going to be, it's going to turn out to be, if not the strongest, one of the top two or three strongest, on record, that climatologists have been keeping track of. And this is what's impacting the weather across the country. This is what's bringing us the mild winter. So being able to forecast that a year ahead of time, you know, farmers and ranchers can prepare for that. And I know I've heard some stories already, you know, with the kind of the lack of snow cover on the winter wheat and things like that. There's some concern, you know, so there may be not much you can do about that, right? A lack of snow cover on your winter wheat. But knowing that that's going to probably happen going into it, at least you're prepared so when it does happen.
Hold tight, JP. If you would, JP Martin, National Weather Service, Bismarck Warning Coordination Meteorologist with us. We're going to talk a little bit about how much longer these unseasonably warm temps will last here, and hopefully this nice winter will last. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break on a Christmas Eve edition of What's On Your Mind. Any calls you have, questions, they're welcome. 800-228-0550. Brought to you by one of our top 10 towns today, Jamestown. The good folks there at Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation, Chamber of Commerce, University of Jamestown, UTC Aerospace Systems, Hugo's, where they have the Cloverdale Teardrop Ham, and the bacon on sale today.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
just in time for Christmas comes one of the greatest gift-giving ideas ever. Go to holy-post.com, choose a mobile mass card, and send it to a loved one. There's a variety of occasions to choose from. Have masses offered for healing, in remembrance of a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a new family member, gratitude, and other special occasions. A mobile mass card will be sent by email, and there's an option to have it posted on Facebook, too. What a great way to say Merry Christmas. Go to holy-post.com or download the app today.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of Christmas lights out there powered by North Dakota Lignite. All that coal we have. You know, we have like 800 to 900 years supply of economically recoverable coal here. Meanwhile, there's a war on coal. Doesn't that make you want to scratch your head? My gosh. Affordable electricity, reliable electricity. There's something called a Clean Power Plan the EPA is trying to hoist on you. This isn't all a war on coal in that it goes directly to a resource in North Dakota or an industry. Power generation in North Dakota. Coal exclamation. It is you, the consumer, because you pay more. Find out how much more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. The Coalition for Secure Energy Future is fighting for us to maintain an all-of-the-above strategy. The coal maintains its part in that, and a very important one, bringing you and I affordable electricity, reliable electricity. Find out more online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Meteorologist J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service with us on a special Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Jan in Elbow Lake, Minnesota on the Northern Plains has a question for you, J.P. Go ahead, Jan.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I have a question, please. I understand there was a gag order placed on the weather organizations. I'm just wondering if you're aware of that and if you can explain why. I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay. No, there has
your
not
call
been.
Has ended.
Hello, so Scott?
We got a little automated message here. I don't know what that was, JP.
Okay.
I don't know. Is she talking about maybe something related to climate change or global warming that came
out? I'm wondering about that because, there's no controversy with El Nino. Of course, you know, global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it today, there is some back and forth on that, but there is no gag order on the National Weather Service or NOAA scientists at all.
Kevin in Linton, your question for J.P. Martin. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I was just going to make a comment. Instead of calling John Paul a pro at doing the weather, maybe we should call him the weather god.
We have Todd the radio god, so we go JP the weather god. I get it. Yeah, as long as we remember it's small g. I think,
small g. Listen, Scott, as a Catholic, I have to keep the small g going.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Kevin. I appreciate that comment. I'll take that as a big compliment.
Well, I only give the good compliments to the best people I know, so.
Merry
Christmas to you.
How's a Linton Christmas? What are you doing, Kevin?
I'm going to be going to my sister's tomorrow over at Wishick.
Wishick. Oh, man. That'll be fun.
McIntosh County. Hey, you know, I hear they have good, what is it, sausage? What do they have good down there, Scott? I hear a lot about that, but I've never had any.
Wishick's got good ring bologna, and Jillian's got good fry sausage.
I need to, next time I'm down there doing some severe weather training, I need to buy some of that. I hear nothing but good stuff about it.
Yeah, no, it's really good. The super value for the first one and the fry sausage is from where, Kevin?
Zealand.
Oh, in Zealand. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Zealand would have the good stuff there.
Been through there too.
Can't beat it. Thank you, Kevin. Merry Christmas to you and all of yours.
You too.
So is this nice stuff going to continue? I mean, are we going to continue with will we look back on winter 2015-16 and say it was very nice?
I really think it is, Scott. I think that's exactly how it's going to work. You're going to look back come spring and you're going to say, "Holy cow, for North Dakota standards, that was a pretty easy one to take." Listen, we had a call last week with the Climate Prediction Center. And everything is still with this El Nino being one of the strongest on record. The forecast has not changed. It's for the continuation of above normal temperatures. Now, listen, you know, as you know, it, keep in mind, it is North Dakota. That doesn't mean we're not going to get, 20 below or 30 below some morning. But again, those cold snaps like they've been so far, they're going to be not as harsh as they normally are and not as long. You know, North Dakota typical winter, you might go 10 days in a row with just bitter biting cold. I don't see that happening this season. I think these cold snaps are going to be very short-lived, and then we're going to warm up again. And then on the snowfall, again, I think we're going to continue to track behind what normal is. Normal for the whole season, and you know it varies across the area. We got a big area that your listening area is huge. So, of course, it varies, you know. But if you picked, say, 50 inches and said, okay, give or take either side of 50 inches, that's about normal for the northern plains. That would be about on. And we're going to end up, I strongly feel we're going to end up below that amount.
Now, that is probably has a lot of farmers in our audience going, uh-oh, because there is one worry about we're going to start having a lack of moisture problem here at some point, aren't we?
Right, yeah, and we did go, the fall, we went through the fall a little on the dry side, and now the winter, not that we get a whole lot of moisture anyway in the winter from the snow that we get, because typically it's that very dry, powdery snow, not a good snow woman making snow or a good snowball snow, but we typically don't get a lot anyway, but yeah, we are running a little behind, and I think that's going to continue the rest of the winter. In spring, now we're looking already ahead to spring, it does look like like farmers need to be prepared to get into the field maybe a little sooner than what they typically do, so kind of be ready for that. The spring looks about normal amount of precipitation, and that looks true on through the summer as well.
All right, so not too bad. We'll have you back. Merry Christmas to you and everybody at the Weather Service. Your family as well. Take care.
Scott, good to be with you. Merry Christmas.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Saturday means as much as someday. Just ask the kids. So when you promise a weekend of camping they'll have. At Alaris, we promise to help you prepare for your future without sacrificing your present. Because we believe planning for tomorrow shouldn't get in the way of planning for tomorrow. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Family Alliance as you celebrate with family and friends, rejoicing and sharing in the traditions that bring us together during this special season, a season of joy, celebrating the birth of Jesus when God became man. Here's hoping you can spend time with family by sharing a present, enjoying that special meal, playing those fun games, just being together, sharing the love that we have because He came 2,000 years ago. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.